In this bulletin, the death toll continues to rise after the powerful earthquake in Afghanistan, a landmark legal ruling over the death of a food delivery driver, and Shayna Jack out of the World Swimming Championships after breaking her hand. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The death toll continues to rise as Afghanistan grapples with its deadliest earthquake in 20 years. At least 1,000 people have been killed and over 1,500 people are injured as rescue efforts continue. The magnitude 6.1 quake struck near the city of Khost. This woman is a local resident who says her son was killed in the quake.
We drank our tea, got to bed and woke up to the shock of the night's earthquake. I don't know exactly what time it was. I saw my son under the roof and he was yelling for help.
A trial for the man accused of raping Brittany Higgins is now due to start in October. Bruce Lehrman was due to stand trial from next Monday, but a judge has postponed the trial's start date after comments by TV host Lisa Wilkinson during a Logie's acceptance speech. His lawyer argued that the trial should be delayed until 2023 to ensure his client receives a fair trial, free of any further pre-trial commentary which could influence a jury. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says those who take part in illegal strikes should be hit with the hardest fines possible. Nurses and teachers are planning to walk off the job next week, calling for wage increases and measures to address crippling workloads and staff shortages. The state government plans to impose fines of up to $55,000 for the first day of industrial action and $27,500 for each day thereafter. Mr. Perrottet says it's not about money, but about reform to improve the system.
These are illegal strikes, and if the union bosses conduct illegal strikes and inconvenience families right across New South Wales, then they should be hit with the hardest fines possible, and that's what this change today will do.
The family of a Sydney food delivery driver who was killed on the job has been awarded more than $800,000 compensation in a landmark decision. 43-year-old Xiao Jung Jen died after he was hit by a bus while riding his motorbike for food delivery company Hungry Panda in the Sydney suburb of Zetland in 2020. The New South Wales Workers' Compensation Scheme has now agreed Mr. Chen was an employee when he died. The decision is significant because it's believed to be the first time a gig economy worker has been recognised as an employee rather than an independent contractor. New crime statistics in New South Wales show a big increase in the rate of stalking and intimidation offences connected to family violence. The figures show incidents of the crime have more than doubled in the past decade. Jackie Fitzgerald from the state's Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research says it's not necessarily that rates of the crime have increased, but more likely that it's being policed differently.
Possible that more people are coming forward to report this crime. That's a possibility. But I think there's no question that when these incidents come to police attention, they're now being recorded as a crime, whereas possibly in the past they weren't so much. So the seriousness of domestic violence is really being appreciated.
Melbourne has kept its spot as one of the world's most livable cities. The Economist Intelligence Unit's 2022 survey has put the Victorian capital in 10th place overall. The European cities of Vienna, Copenhagen and Zurich were listed in the top three. Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth all took their place in the top 10 in 2021, but have fallen to 27th, 30th and 32nd respectively. A slow lifting of COVID-19 restrictions was cited as the reason for those state capitals losing ground. In sport, Shayna Jack is out of the World Swimming Championships after breaking her hand. The 23-year-old suffered the injury after a warm-up while preparing for a 100-metre freestyle event. Jack says she hopes to be well enough to compete at next month's Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.